Okay, welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Sha Marie.
I'm Jean.
This is part two of Richard Ramirez. And we've already gone through a bunch of killer murders, so if you want to hear them, go back. We left off with Peter Pan and Barbara Pan. So at this point in time, we have Mayor Diana Feinstein. Feinstein? Who's a loudmouth bitch.
Of what town?
California, I think. I don't know what one. Like what little area she conquered. So at this time, they had the bullets and the shoe prints, okay, of Richard Ramirez. We're not gonna go over the whole thing. I just thought about how much of a dick I sounded. But like, that's so much. So just do me a fave and go back and finish her off.
Not sure how to recap all that, huh?
Yeah, no. Fucked up. Part one is what it is. Part two, continuing the fucking of the up of your lives and making your days sad but funny. Anyway, so yeah, Diane got the big old mouth. And she decides, I'm gonna go on the fucking news and I'm gonna tell everybody, because they got a right to know what the cops have. And so little does she know, Richard's watching the fucking news. And she goes on the news and she's like, check it out. We got a shoe print of an Avia shoe. I repeat, an Avia shoe. And we got gun, bullets from all these murders that all line up back to the same dude. This is what we got, people. This is it. Find this dude. We know he has curly hair, big eyes, rotting teeth. He smells horrible and he's Mexican. Find him. And so.
Piss the police off.
Oh, dude, mad about it. Mad about
But then, no, I'm okay.
it. She's sick, folks, and I have to keep pausing for her to sneeze and, like, blow her nose and all that fun stuff, so.
They understand.
Yeah, poor thing is sick. It's that time of year here. So, anyway, so after he watches the news, he goes to the Golden State Bridge and he's like, I'm gonna throw this shit over here. This is useless now. And he does. So everything's gone. Everything. Gone.
Or it's in the bay.
They
San
don't know
Francisco
that.
Bay, you know.
You know what I mean? They don't know that, though. It's gone.
Yeah.
So, and then he decides, I'm gonna leave San Francisco. Like, this was a bad idea. San Fran, not a good idea. Gotta go back to LA, where everybody's weird and crazy, and I'm amongst my folks. And he can not get caught. So he goes back to LA. And on August 24th, he went 76 miles south of Los Angeles in a stolen orange Toyota.
Pick up.
Didn't say. It
He
would
likes
be.
his Toyotas,
He
doesn't he?
does.
Yeah.
And then randomly a Mercedes-Benz. So
Well.
he kept it classy for one occasion. And then to Missions Viejo,
Mission
California?
Viejo. I
Yeah.
think that's below San Diego.
Oh, okay, so he went there.
Possibly.
Going to the home of James Romero Jr., who they just got back from a family vacation on the beaches of Mexico. Is that racist to say it like that? Mexico? Sorry.
It's
Right? I don't know. Shit. Mexico. Anyway, so his 13-year-old son, whose name is James Romero Jones the third. He was awake.
Legacy going.
Yeah, he's awake, dude, and he hears all this shit outside and he's like, what the fuck? And so he goes and he wakes up his parents and he's like, dude, someone's trying to break in this house. Bro, help me. And so they rush to the door just in time to see the color of the car, the style of the car, and half of the license plate number. So they call the cops and they're like, hey, this is what happened. This is what we know. Here's our information. I don't think the cops knew at the time that it was the same guy. So really, they're just like, well, good job, son. You scared off a robber. Good job. You saved your family. So later on that night, that same night, he went to Bill Carson, who was 31 years old, and his fiance, Linnez, right? Linnez?
Yeah.
Yeah, Linnez Erickson. Bam, dude, I'm getting so good at reading. I'm not even kidding you guys. I sucked at reading. Like, I was in, like, the special ed classes or whatever, and I really couldn't read really good. I can't now, and obviously I can't speak well either because that made no fucking sense.
Yes, you can.
But, like, doing this, dude, has, like, boosted my reading confidence skills. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, decapitation. Can read it now. You know what I mean? I'm getting all proud of myself. Anywho. So, the cops know that this guy exists. So, he breaks into that house through the back door, through the unlocked back door, which I remind everybody, lock your fucking doors. So, he woke up Bill, and from the sound of him caulking his gun.
Cocking it,
yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the sound he woke up to. Talk about a shit your pants fucking moment, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the worst sound I can imagine you waking up to in a million years. Fuck no. Oh, I'm not good with home invasion. It scares the shit out of me. Being woken up out of my sleep by some shit.
Yeah.
Oh no. So, yeah. Scares me. Shot him 3 times in the head.
Jeez.
So, I mean, you wake up to that and then you're blasted 3 times.
Yeah.
No time to think. No, what the fuck's even going on. Oh my God, I can't even imagine it. Puts me to a panic attack. And then he tells her, I am the Night Stalker. Because he has now been dubbed the Night Stalker by the press.
Mm-hmm.
And so he hears it and he's like, the Night Stalker.
Gonna own my shit.
That is me.
Yeah.
Like that right there. Fuck Jack and the Knife. The Night Stalker. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that you can put on a t-shirt.
Yeah.
So he does that. He embraces this name. So he tells her, the Night Stalker, and forces her to say that she loves Satan as he beat her with his fists and bound her with the neckties that he had found in the closet. Then he robbed them by dragging her to each and every room. Then after that, he took her into another room where he brutally raped and sodomized her.
Mm.
And then he demanded more cash and jewelry after the fact. And then he said to her, I quote, swear to Satan, there was no more money or anything. And then he said, and I imagine this, going out the window, like the old school, like superheroes, even though he's not one, but just like what he says, just picture that for mm-hmm. me. Just picture this nasty looking motherfucker at your window. Like a Peter Pan situation, but sadder.
Oh, does he jump out the window?
I don't know. I'm just assuming. Just imagine it for me because it plays good into what he says.
Yeah.
And then he says, tell them the Night Stalker was here.
God.
Drop mic. That's all he did. That's what he said. Oh, final note on the books. Tell him he was here. Then she went to the neighbors to get help.
Yeah.
And if I told you guys Bill died, I lied. He didn't die.
Oh, really?
He didn't fucking die. Oh, how awesome is that?
Shot in the head 3 times.
3 times. They got 2 of the bullets out of his head.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, he still walked around with 1 bullet in his head, but once again, he life. He
walked around. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Was he okay? Never mind.
They don't. You know how much I hate that. They don't go into that. But yeah, he still lives with the 2 bullets in his head, which I think is, I mean, with
the one bullet,
which I still think is just badass. So she was able to give them, like, the best description they've gotten so far. Like, the most detail. Because mm-hmm. I think she was an artist of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And so she had really good attention to detail. Yeah.
The way that they look at things and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so they did get another, and then they got a footprint from the Ramiro home as well.
Mm-hmm.
And then the stolen car was later found on August 28th in Wilshine, at the Wilshine Center in Los Angeles. I don't know. So he was wearing gloves. They assume he was wearing gloves or that he just wiped down the vehicles that he stole because he never left any fingerprints except for the one at the crime scene on the mesh.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the only... Fingerprints. We have footprints, that, and of course DNA from the rape scenes.
Yeah.
So, they found his fucking thumbprint on the rearview mirror.
Oh, wow.
That was it. And the whole car. Just one. Fucking fingerprints.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. And so by this time, guess what California has fucking mastered?
Fingerprints.
Fingerprint matching in a computer system, way faster. Still takes a bit, but way quicker.
Yeah.
So, like I said, they get the print back. The print comes back to one, Richard Ramirez, a 25. 25-year-old drifter from Texas with a long rap sheet with a bunch of drug charges. Shocking? No. The cops released a mugshot from December 12th, 1984 for stealing a car. So the little break that we had at the beginning, he was in jail.
Oh.
For the stealing the car.
Yep. Yeah.
So that explains why we have a...
Where he went in June.
Well, no, honey, because this is December.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. He was arrested for stealing a car. This night stalker now had a face. Everybody was freaking the fuck out. Freaking out. They're like, oh, my God. So they're like, we got to tell the public. Like, we know who he is. Now we can tell everybody. We can warn everybody. Let's... On it, men. Team break.
Yeah.
So, the cops go on the news, and they release the information. They say, and I quote, "We know who you are now, and soon everyone else will too. There will be no place where you can hide." End quote. So, on August 30th, 1985, he says he doesn't know. For some reason, we didn't watch the news.
Well, maybe he was,
busy.
Scoring something.
So something was happening.
6 o'clock news.
So, there's no news going on here. Yeah. We don't know about the news. And he goes to, him and his brother were super close. I did say that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. No. Yeah, him and his brother... I'm not sure exactly which brother. I did try to find this out too, and I couldn't find it out. But him and his brother were so close that when they were growing up, his brother had something. Something was wrong with him.
Mm-hmm.
He was slow, I think, because it was a special ed teacher that would come to their home with no parents there and was molesting his older brother.
Oh, God.
Richard said it never happened to him. His brother said it did. Everybody thinks he's lying and that it really did happen to him, but he never admitted to it. So this is from what I understand, from what I've read, watched, all that nonsense, this is the brother he was going to see.
Mm-hmm.
In Tuscan, Arizona.
Tucson?
Tucson, Tuscan.
That's where I was.
Tucson. Oh, yeah, that's where she just got back from.
Well.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Kind of. We detoured, but then she came back. To see his brother. Okay, like I said, he is unaware that his fucking picture is everywhere in California.
Uh-huh.
Everywhere. Like, everybody's looking for you, bro.
Uh-huh.
And so, for some reason, he was unable to see his brother. I don't know why, I don't know what happened, what the situation was, but he couldn't see his brother. So he gets back on a bus to go back to Los Angeles. He gets there the early morning of the 31st. He walks past some cops. And he's kind of sweating it. Because he's like, oh, damn. You know what I mean? I guarantee you any cop situation, he was freaking the fuck out. And he's probably. Like, they know it's me. I would. Like, my paranoia would get to me. But then again, he's a psychopath. Well, I guess he's not. I shouldn't say that. Because I guess psychopaths are different. He says he's even not. And the courts even say he's not.
Hmm.
And we'll do a little mini one on the differences between a psychopath and everybody else. Because they all, everybody has a bracket now that we fall under. Well, not we. I'm not a part of them. But anyway, sorry. So he walks by these two cops, and these cops are there because they think now that he's going to leave California.
Mm-hmm.
No one expects him to be coming into California. So they don't notice him. That's not the direction they're fucking looking for some odd reason.
You're supposed to do like the whole area.
You would think. Know, look around. Like, boys to the left, boys to the right. You know what I mean? Maybe I just assume it's that way because of Law and Order. Like, they got their shit together on Law and Order. It's easy when it's directed for you, though. Maybe these are a bunch of newbies. Shit. They just want to catch the fucking Night Stalker.
Well,
all these cops are thinking, like, hey, this is a career-making move.
Yeah.
Like, we got to find him.
Yeah.
So they're looking for him. He walks right past them. Woohoo. Just walks on by. So, yeah. He dips into a gas station where he goes into the gas station, okay? And he goes to the back of the gas station. I just gotta tell you, the only reason I paused, because in my notes I just put free tell, because my fucking hand hurt so fucking bad that I was like, dude, you know this story from. I just don't know the victim names. I know the whole story, just not the victim's name. So that's why I'm kind of etchy on the names, but I know the story.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I'm just gonna tell it, because I can't. Anyway, so he goes to the back of the gas station, this old lady sees him. She turns white as a ghost, and she starts screaming, el melador, right? I guess that's probably horrible Spanish. Never took Spanish. Never took it. Means devil in Spanish. Or killer. Devil or killer?
Devil's Diablo.
Yeah, then killer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So she's fucking chanting this, and she's pointing, and he's like, what the fuck?
How do you know?
Uh-huh. Like, who are you, Grandma Sue? Like, so he's freaking out. And so he leaves. He's running out because now everybody in the gas station is like...
looking.
Uh-huh. Oh, no. Oh, no. And we're just going to say they're screaming devil. You know what I mean? Because it just sounds way cooler. But... and I can be like, Diablo! Diablo! I can do that. So he gets chased out. And he's running and he's fucking... he's trying to carjack people, but it's not happening. Like, people are like, no. Fuck you, Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Richard. Ricardo. Like, Richard. So,
they beat him up?
So, yeah, he tries to carjack this one lady. She screams so loud that her husband notices what something's fucking happening. He runs from the side of the house and he grabs a pipe. Dude busses him over the fucking dome. Gets him. Next thing you know, dude, it's like, I wish this shit could have been recorded by some way or form, dude. Yeah. I really do. I wish there's like some bystander who was like, fuck beating him up, I'm going to videotape it. Like, where was that guy in this situation? But the whole fucking little neighborhood, dude, beating his ass, dude, stomping on him. At one point in time, he hears someone yell to go get their gun.
Yeah.
And when the cops get there, he was like, thank God. Like, oh, we're sitting now, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you were left to fend for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, no one was there to help you.
And so they were starting to piece all this together and speak to each other and find all the victims. Do you think they found all the victims?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Because you said that one little girl, that poor little girl, was 25 years.
Yeah, in 09. So, there might be. So, on July 22nd of 88 is one of his first courts. And this is the famous picture of the pentagram on his hand.
Mm-hmm.
And he yells in the courtroom to hail Satan. Hail Satan is what he kept saying. Probably as gay as I just said it too.
He was saying it with power.
He was. His was a little more powerful. I can't yell because my children will hear where we are. So, and they already know where we are and we're hiding. But anyway, I can't be screaming. Especially Hell Satan. My 2-year-old will be screaming Hell Satan.
Yeah, she's in parrot mode. You can't
Yeah, she's fucking parrot. So anywho, on August 3rd, the LA Times wrote a story saying that guards heard him making plans to shoot the prosecutor with a gun that he was going to smuggle into the courtroom. So for the first time ever, they fucking installed the metal detectors and shit outside the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
The courtroom area. Everybody got checked. The whole spiel.
Was there a gun?
Nope. So then on August 14th, his trial was delayed again because a juror named Phyllis doesn't show up to court one day. And they're like, WTF, Phyllis. You're supposed to be here at this court. So they go to her apartment to find her shot to death. She's fucking been gunned down.
Why? One of his...
Everybody in the jury box thinks that Richard had something to do with it. And later come to find out, though, sadly, her boyfriend killed her and then killed himself.
Oh.
In an apartment room later. I think it was a couple, like 2 days later, maybe the same day. But they find out that he's responsible. So, Richard had nothing to do with it. But jurors were fucking panicked, dude. They were like, hell to the no. Like, you say the boyfriend did it.
You're just telling us what we want to hear.
How do we know the boyfriend done did it? And, like, I'm not. Like, the juror that replaced her was like, yeah, fuck no.
I believe in this death penalty.
And, like, the court was like, fuck yes. Because we vetted a bunch of you motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't got a lot. So, sit down. Shut up and listen. We'll give you some counseling. I don't think they did, but they should.
Well, yeah.
So, on...
Excuse me.
September 20th, he was convicted of 13 counts of murder, 5 murder attempts, 11 sexual assaults, and 14 burglaries. That was... Could you imagine? His poor mother.
And so he was 26 when he was sentenced?
Yeah. So, and then fast forward to sentencing on November 7th of 1989. So you go from... Oh, it's only 84. A year. Yeah, it's only a year. He had to wait for sentencing. Not too long. Like, not even a whole year. So he was sentenced to the gas chambers. And in California, he was going to be sentenced to good old smoky in California, eh? And he walked out of the courthouse. And they said, Richard, 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 how do you feel? How do you feel, Richard? Tell us how you feel. He says,
sorry.
He didn't sneeze. I'll fucking tell you that right now. This was a star moment. He says, big deal. Death always came with the territory. See ya in Disneyland. And that's his famous quote to fame.
See ya in Disneyland.
See ya in Disneyland. Dude, and he had groupies before there was groupies for motherfuckers like him, dude. Yeah, like in the courtroom, the poor victims' families, dude, he would laugh and snicker at pictures of the crime scenes.
Yeah.
And the bodies. And when the victims were, like, going through what happened to them, he would laugh. And then bitches, I guess, lined up to be like,
pay attention to me.
I want to marry you. Marry you now. I love you. And he would turn around and that meme I posted on Facebook that everybody got to see, fucking, he'd wave to his little groupies like that, like all creepy. And they'd be like, oh, Richard. Just like that. Just like that. Exactly like it. So.
How come they didn't get kicked out of the courtroom?
Dude, back in the day, I think you could act a fool in the courtroom. I don't think it mattered. To be honest. So, this trial cost the state of California $1.8 million in 1989.
Wow.
In 2018 money, that is $3.64 million. The most expensive trial in the history of California until the trial of O.J. Simpson in 1994.
Why was it so expensive?
Dude, metal detectors, stuff? Like, yeah, all of it. Huh. Fucking all the DNA testing. Everything that it took to pull this shit off with the amazing skill that they had, I guess. The lady that did, I mean, the courts that sentenced him and stuff. I guess it was just amazing. Like, they did an amazing job. No, there was only a couple clips.
Of the court.
There wasn't much of it, but from what I saw, I mean, it was amazing. So, on June 7th of 2013, he died from complications of secondary B-cell lymphoma. He was 53 years old and had been on death row for more than 23 years. So that's more than the same amount of time as he was when he started his career as a killer. He had been in there that long. And he also had groupie love. So he married Doreen. How did you say her last name?
Lowly.
Lowly in 1996 until 2013. She said that she was on the... Dude, she makes a press conference. For some reason, everybody finds out that these two are getting married in the prison. And I guess in the prison, when you're on death row, they don't say the death do you part at the wedding. They don't say that. I guess it's bad luck. So they don't say that. But the guy who married them described their love as a never-ending circle, I guess. Which is weird because I didn't even know that until I read about it. And I always tell my husband I love him like a circle. Probably crazy. Confirming it. Crazy. But yeah, dude, she went on the news and she was like, I'm happy to marry him. He's a beautiful man, inside and out. He's amazing. He's the greatest thing I've ever fucking seen.
Oh, yeah.
She stayed married to him, dude, for a hot minute.
Huh.
That's a long time. And then
did she find out he was talking to other girls?
I don't know, but he had, like, until who was the... I can't remember right now. Escape me. But until somebody else, he got, like, the most... Oh, OJ. He got the most fan mail from, like... They were, like, bitches are obsessed. Moms, teachers, doctors. Like, chicks were obsessed.
I'm just not sure why, after somebody has, you know, decided to just shoot your grandpa.
Right.
And kill your... After they rape your grandma. Okay, so why? Who's gonna think that guy's awesome?
Dude, according to the wife,
that guy, the sun rises and sets with his ass.
Right. Well, seriously. According to the wife, she said the minute she saw him, she knew she was gonna be a big part of his adventure, like his life. Like people say you're fucking. I mean, when everybody says, "Oh, my friend hates my man," imagine being her friends, being like, "What?"
No, I'm not coming to the wedding.
But absolute... Well, I don't think you can. I mean, we're on death row. How many people can you actually have come to the prison? You can't have a shindig. You know? So, yeah. They got married, dude, and she vowed that she was gonna fucking kill herself when he got executed.
Did she?
He never got executed. He died of cancer.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
And I heard...
So, did she die when he died?
No.
Like the vow?
No. No, she's a lioness. She lying.
No, so she was there for the money. Because she got what? Did she get a book deal or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I believe so. I think she did write a book of some sorts. I know. I think there's a... She did do a couple news, like 2020's state lines, that type of thing after that. Because then she had to, like, tell the world why she loved him and that he was just so beautiful. And, like, he looks like a weirdo. Mm-hmm. He, like, really does. His teeth are all fucked up and shit. And I have nothing against bad teeth, but it was horrible. And then when I heard this on my podcast, and I did read that this blood cancer that he had does change your skin color. I wanted to make sure I said that before I actually said it on here. But he was like neon green when he died.
Because of the cancer?
Yeah. How fucking weird. Yeah. I always think that's what your death should be. Were those guys on death row? Like, if you're going to die without being electrocuted or whatever, or gas chambered, or if you're going to die any type of way, it should be miserable. Mm-hmm. I mean, that had to have been horrible. Horribly painful. He died in a hospital. He was like, they knew that he was going to die and like under legit distress.
Was he in like just the hospital wing of the prison or
hospital? No, a hospital. Oh. Because he had, it was, I guess that was rare at the time to have that blood, that type of blood cancer. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, that's God right there then.
It is.
And you know what? Catch ya.
Right? No, he said that before, one of the things that he says.
Karma. I don't know about God, sorry.
Right.
Offend somebody.
Yeah, let's do karma instead. Because karma's such a bitch and I love her. Mm-hmm. But he did say that he believes that the devil played music in heaven before he was banished. Because he'd drive around to rock and roll while committing these crimes. Like, he's in there like, yeah, fuck yeah. He's doing that. Uh-huh. And so he was like, the devil definitely played his beautiful tunes before he was banished. And you can find clips of his, like, his interrogation and his confession. It's more of his confession than an interrogation because he was a jabbermouth once he knew they had him.
He was going to brag about it?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. He did, and he bragged to, he wouldn't answer on, like, 2020 and Dateline and stuff like that, like, why he did what he did. He would talk about some of them, but not all of them. Mm-hmm. Like, he wouldn't admit to some of them. And so one of the guys that he was in jail with was like, for fucking some honey buns and some ramens, bro, I'll do your interview. I'll tell you what he's told me. And he, like, gets on there, and he's like a coward. He'd sneak in while you're sleeping and, like, go through the whole thing. And everything that he did in court just proved their case. Like, they had a very solid case against him because of what he did.
Because of his actions and just...
Well, yeah, like, the Hail Satan. Mm-hmm. The pentagram that was at the crime scenes and all that shit. So, and we'll post that picture, too. I'm going to try to find pictures of the victims, but there really wasn't much. I'm going to see if I can find some and post them too, but we'll see.
Yeah.
So yeah, part two wasn't as long, but I didn't want to run out of time in part one, so I had to do a little...
Well, yeah, and you told me that over 7 or 8 pages.
Oh, dude, he murdered my hand too. Like,
yeah.
I'm not even kidding. Like, that shit... Oh my God, my hand. Not even...
There's some stretches for your carpal tunnel that'll help.
If my teachers in school ever would have let me just do all my book reports on murder. Dude, I can write this shit for days. Like, yeah, my hand hurts. Mm-hmm. But I can write it for days. And I did. I finished it today on my lunch. A matter of fact. But yeah, anyway, so.
So he definitely stayed. You said he was on death row for 25 years? Or over 25
over
years?
Over 23. More than 23 years. He was 53 years old when he died.
Why? Well, I mean, why keep him... I'm
sorry. Oh, dude, you don't ever...
keep him alive that long?
Here, over here in this part of the world, you stay on death row for fucking ever, dude, because you have to go through all your appeals. And all your nonsense, because you get to appeal it. So, you might as well do it. If you get the chance to do it, you might as well do it. So, he was going through appeals. He has appeals. I didn't write them down because, like I said, my fucking hand was to the point of looking like a little T-Rex hand. All crimpled. But, yeah, that's Richard Ramirez.
Huh.
And you didn't know about him before, right?
No.
I love it when this happens. It's going to happen way more than I think anybody realizes with Jane.
It just seems like that whole time frame in Cali must have been really terrifying because there was... Isn't there a few?
Oh, yeah. You got Ted Bundy, Kemper. I mean, I think the Zodiac was... I'm not sure if they're all going. Seattle, though, but... I'm not sure they're all going at the same time, but... Yeah. No, dude, fucking that time in the world was, you can't go outside. Like, no matter where you live, it ain't safe.
No.
No matter where.
Yeah.
I mean, and that was Richard's thing that was played to his benefit, is that he did confuse everybody, because he would. He'd hop from place to place. What do you got to do when you have a coke problem? Drive around. You're up for fucking days anyway. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So he got him with confusion for a while until communication came into play. And now everybody talks to everybody.
Yeah.
So you can't be a Richard Ramirez of today's time. This time is gone and died.
It's a lot harder to get away from it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to talk about the Golden State, and I mean, only imagine him, that poor guy. Not poor guy, but... Motherfucker was making a roast when they came to his house to get him, and he's like, you guys are a bunch of fucking pieces of shit, so I'm making a roast.
Yeah.
Like,
I was looking forward to this.
Like, I can't go with you right now, bro. I have a roast in the oven. It's not on the counter. It's in there, guys.
Did he shut the oven off before?
I don't know. We're going to get into it.
Okay.
We're going to do him, because he is on my top five. Used to be number one. Used to be. But we'll...
Got pushed out.
He did. He got put down to like two. But some people think it's weird that I even have a list. But I do.
Well, nobody else is paying your rent, so you do you, honey.
Yeah, it's fine. Pretty much. So yeah, hopefully you guys liked part two and the conclusion. Dude dies.
Dun, da, da, da.
Huh. Dun, 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 dun. Perfect ending. The end. And shout out to my friend Robin. I guess she likes hearing her name, she said. So, and she listens to us before she goes to bed. So.
Oh, well, thanks, Robin.
Right? Go to sleep, bitch. But, and a shout out to my baby, because eventually one day she'll be able to hear this. So, happy second birthday, Squish. I love you. You're amazing.
Is it her birthday?
It will be by the time this comes out.
Oh, okay.
And by the time we do our next one. I will be bitching about the planning of her birthday on Tuesday.
Oh, that's right. I need to go price out some drum sets.
All right. Shut
yeah.
up. But yeah, my baby's getting bigger. Breaks my fucking heart. My little copycat is just growing up so big. And she's seriously a mini version of my 13-year-old self. So God bless me. So she's fun. But yeah, happy birthday. And I love you. And yeah. So yeah, follow us on Facebook at It Is What It Is, on Twitter at It Is What It Is 208, on Instagram at It Is What It Is Pod 19, all one word, and then our YouTube channel, It Is What It Is. That's really, I think everybody's been looking it up through the Cassie Jo Stoddard one.
Oh,
because okay. That I guess that one's the easiest way to find it. So I don't know why it's not, and it won't let me change the name. I can't figure it out. I'm not good. Maybe my daughter can teach me. Who knows? But yeah, follow us, subscribe, like, and rate us on iTunes, comment, and all that fun stuff. Send us an email at itiswhatitispod19@gmail.com. If you guys have any suggestions or anything you guys want to hear or anything else, remember, only be nice because we're nice to you. And if you want me to, I can be mean to you, but I won't. So yeah, see you guys later. Peace the fuck out.